Mark chapter 12 from verse 28 to 33. The Bible says that one of the scribes came, having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Because you see, they were asking Jesus so many questions to try to find offense in his statements. And one of the scribes came and listened to his answers and knew that he had answered properly. And he asked Jesus, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him and said, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Verse 30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Now pay attention to verse 30. You will love the Lord with all thy heart. Are we together? With all thy what? Heart. With all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like unto it, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this. Now, pay attention to this. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Pay attention. So Jesus said, you will love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy mind. Are you with me? And with all thy strength. And then the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God and there is none other but he. Now pay attention to verse 33. And to love him with all thy heart and with all the understanding. Are you seeing that in your Bible?
Yes, sir.
And with all the understanding and with all the soul and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself. What is the difference between what Jesus said and what the scribe said? The difference was that the scribe replaced mind with understanding. Are you with me? So the scribe said, you will love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And then, that's what Jesus said. But the scribe now said, you will love the Lord with all thy heart, with all the understanding, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. For many years, I've wondered, what does it mean to love the Lord with all thy mind? But you see, in my personal Bible study, as I stumbled on this verse, I discovered that loving the Lord with all thy mind means to love the Lord with understanding. Meaning, the day you make up your heart to love the Lord with your mind, it means that you will devote yourself to understanding his ways. Meaning, to God, when a person decides that I want to understand the things of God, that is God's love language. God interprets it like love. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard a lady say something like, he doesn't understand me, and he's not even trying to? The effort to understand the lady is a kind of love language. In the same way, God is saying that when you make up your heart to understand his ways, you are demonstrating love towards him. Say after me, I will love the Lord with all my mind. There are many people that love the Lord with their heart, but they don't love the Lord with their mind. They don't care about understanding the things of the Lord. And if you notice the progression of revelation, Jesus said, you will love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, before talking about all thy strength. Do you know why this is important? If you love the Lord with your strength without loving him first with your mind, you will use your strength wastefully. Are you with me? You can waste your strength trying to prove your love to God, but you are doing it the wrong way. For instance, if someone asks you this question and says, what's your best food? And before you try to explain that I like stir fry spaghetti or seafood okra, before you explain, he says, don't worry, I know it. And he runs and makes your worst food. Maybe he goes to make garri and okra soup, and maybe you have a personal beef with it. And the person brings it with so much pride that I made the best food for you. And you're like, you don't even take attempt to understand what I was trying to tell you. I don't like this thing. I know you worked hard for it. I know you used your strength, but that's not what I like. Are you with me? In the same way, when it comes to God, don't just say, it's my heart that matters. No, your mind also matters. Are you getting me? You must love the Lord with your mind. Say after me, love the Lord with your mind. Tell somebody, love the Lord with understanding. Glory. This is important because all these teachings we are doing, I can feel someone saying, that church likes Bible. They teach a lot because we don't just love the Lord with our heart, we love the Lord with our mind. Are we together? Are we together? Have you been blessed so far by this series? If you've been following, you know that we have been experiencing God in a very supernatural way. The kind of testimonies I've been receiving, new jobs, new this. I pray for you, your testimony is next. I said your testimony is next. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. Today I want to teach on something I've titled Walk by Faith. Glory. So you know, we have been on the series Sit, Walk and Stand. And we concluded the sitting part of our Christian journey. We concluded it, and I encourage you to go and listen. And last week, Sunday, we began walk, right? And on Wednesday, we talked about walking in the light. Last week, Sunday, we talked about walking worthy of the Lord. On Wednesday, Thursday, we talked about walking in the light. And today, I want to talk about what I've titled, Walk by Faith. Tell your neighbor, walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Are you ready to be blessed? Let me put it like this. Are you ready to be trained? See, you see the things I'm teaching? This is what they call the meat. The real stuff. What makes the senior men in God senior men? This thing. What I want to teach. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. Not by sensory perceptions. Not by what our eyes see or what our ears hear, but by faith. How is that possible? What does it mean to walk without sight? Imagine your natural sight was taken away. And all you needed or all you had to move about was a guide. How will you follow that guide? Bring me a cloth. I want to demonstrate something. It says we walk by faith and not by sight. I think it's you I'm going to use again. So come on the stage. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to blindfold you. Please, if you see, you have spoiled my plan. So come on stage. Can someone come and help me hold this mic?
So close your eyes.
Close your eyes and lift up your hands to heaven. We walk by faith and not by sight, right? Can you see?
No, sir.
Hey. Say the truth. Yes, I can't see. I don't want him to have any idea of where he is. So I'm disorienting him. We walk by faith and not by sight, right?
Yes, sir.
So imagine your sight was taken away. And all you had to move from one place to the other was a guide. How will you follow that guide? So, he doesn't have sight, but he has a guide. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Now the guide lives. We walk by faith and not by sight, right? So now I'm going to guide him without his sight, but based on the divine guidance that he's going to get. Come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Stop. Come a little bit to your right. Take a big step to your right. Take another big step to your right. Another big step to your right. Then take two steps to your left. Stop. Come forward. Come forward. Stop. Take a gentle step downward. Take a step to your left. Come forward. What do you notice? He cannot really make any major move. Stop there. Without the guidance that he's receiving. Are you following me? He can't really make any major move without the guidance he's receiving. He has to connect to a different realm beyond what he knows to be able to make proper movements. Are you with me? Let me tell you something here. Many times, human beings think they know where they are. They think they are sure of what they are doing. But the Bible is telling us that the Christian, he depends on the sight that God gives him, not by his own natural perception. Because right now, as it were, he has been blindfolded. Anything he thinks he knows can put him into trouble. Are you with me? Anything he thinks he's sure of, it can cause a big problem. Are you with me? So he has to fully depend on the sight that is separate from his natural sight. Are you getting this? So, come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Hold me. Now, take a gentle leap downward. Take a gentle leap downward. Now, follow me. The Christian walks by faith and not by sight. He walks by the guide that he receives from God. Are you with me? He walks by the guide he receives from God. The Bible says, why we look not at things which are seen, but the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Until you know that you are blind on your own, you will be walking in error. Until you know that you cannot make any step without guidance from God, you will be walking in error. Your sight is hereby restored. Glory! If you got that, you got my message. But I'm going to explain more. You will have to pay close attention to the guide and the guidance that you receive. And this is what it means to walk by faith and not by sight. God wants us to walk like this. Even though we have natural eyes and natural perception, God wants us to walk like this. Because our natural sight in the realm of reality is false. Yes. Praise the Lord. The things we see are temporal and are bound to change. The natural world is a lie. Can you tell somebody the natural world is a lie? Your sight does not know the truth. It is only God who knows the truth. Some of you are not talking. Say after me, the natural world is a lie. It is God who knows the truth. Your sight does not know the truth. Amen. Look at Hebrews 11 verse 1. Hebrews 11 verse 1. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, to walk by faith means to walk by the substance of things not seen. Are you getting me? To walk by faith means to walk by a realm that you cannot see with your natural eyes. Are you with me? Yes, Father, I pray for you, people, there is understanding. In the name of Jesus. To walk by faith means to walk by a reality beyond your control, by a reality bigger than you, by something that is higher and more greater than you, even in this present world. Are you getting me? Let me give another example. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Imagine want to use an example that you can relate with. Good. This is a perfect example. Imagine you are applying for a job, and you and some people are applying for a job in a certain company. Are you with me? And let's assume they have what is called past questions, or questions that they will most likely answer, and everybody is reading those questions. And then a day to the interview, or 2 days to the interview, you run into some other people, maybe three or four people who were also about to write that exam, and they saw you reading something else. And they ask you, why are you reading this? And you tell them, don't worry. They tell you, look at the thing to study. This is what they told us they will ask us in that. He said, don't worry. I know I'm reading what I'm reading. Then one of them corners you and says, tell us the truth. Why are you reading this? They see, my uncle is the one that sets the exam. He has told me this is what to read. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
What is happening there is you are walking by a different site from what they have.
Yes,
are you with me?
Yes, sir.
In the same way, because you have access to another realm that they don't have access to. In the same way as a child of God, when the world is responding in a certain way to something and they see you responding differently, they're wondering why. You will tell them, I have access to an information you don't have.
Yes,
are you with me? Yes. I have access to a realm that you don't have. Do you get that? Who watched Superman growing up? Or Spider-Man? Spider-Man was from a different planet called Krypton, right? Hey! Superman, right? You see, I know the word of God more than canal things. Superman was from a different planet called Krypton. And everybody was wondering why he would just stand on top of a zinc and jump. There is something he has contacted that normal men have not contacted. When you can superimpose the reality of the kingdom you are coming from on this life, that's called walking by faith.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I believe you've gotten it right.
Yes, sir.
So that means you cannot really talk about walking by faith without talking about walking in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Say after me, you cannot talk about walking by faith without talking about walking in the spirit. Let me tell you why I decided to take this route. Most times when people hear walking by faith, you know what comes to their mind? I decree, I believe, is mine. Please, are you with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When people hear walking by faith, what comes to their mind is, I say what I have. I will declare it and it's mine. And they don't really understand why they have to do that. They just feel like, okay, if I just say some things, I just say some things. They don't realize that when you're talking about walking by faith, you are talking about a reality that is greater than the physical reality. See, when you are in that reality greater than this one, the things you are confessing are actually done normally there. Are you with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For instance, when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration and Elijah and Moses appeared, do you realize that nobody appeared and said, hello guys, my name is Elijah. My name is Moses. Peter and John that were there with Jesus, they just saw the men and knew that this is Elijah, this is Moses. Because in that realm, you are not taught by book and paper. Once you enter that realm, you know.
Hey,
are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Even if you know what I'm saying, have you ever had dreams before and you just knew that this was what the dream meant? Or you had a dream and knew that you were in your house? Even though in the dream it did not look like your natural house, but in that dream you just knew it was your house. Or you knew that you were married to somebody. You just know. So when you are set to walk by faith, it is that you have learned how to connect to a realm beyond the natural realm and bring that reality from that realm to your natural realm. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't this sound like conversion?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't it sound like Lambano converting revelation to manifestation?
Yes,
the truth is that all of these truths are combined. They are connected.
Yes, sir.
See, I want to beg you. You see this teaching? Have you ever been in a situation where you are telling somebody your secret And when you finish telling the person says, is that it? Is that the secret? And you say, yes, I've told you the secret. The person's like, just that. That's the secret. What I'm telling you, I am sharing you a secret. Yes, sir. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I am sharing with you a secret. So to be a man of faith is to be a man of the spirit. To be a man of faith is to be able to connect to the other realm. Are you with me? Say after me, to be a man of faith is to be a man of the spirit. To be a man of faith, to be a woman of faith is to be a woman of the spirit. Some of you are not saying it well. To be a man of faith, to be a woman of faith is to be a person of the spirit. Like the illustration I gave to you, without that guidance of the spirit, you are lost. Let me tell you, you see this world, this world is like a plane, this life is like a plane, a plane of wild confusion. There is no GPS. See, you can have your GPS or your Google map for your cities, but in the spirit cities, there is no Google map. You need the Holy Ghost map. Are you with me? Say it again. To be a person of faith is to be a person of the spirit. Go back to that verse, Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, in the example I gave, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, Joshua could not see around, but he could hear my voice. That voice he was hearing was the evidence that even though he cannot see the stage, even though he cannot see the hall, but with that voice, I can make my guidance. Yes, I can make my steps. Are you with me?
Yes,
faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, I cannot see what tomorrow is saying, but I know who holds tomorrow.
Yes,
and once I listen to him, I am sure. Are you with me?
Yes,
I don't know what the economy is going to look like in 5 years' time, but if God is telling me God is direction, I will go that direction.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yes,
if he's saying take this direction, I will take that direction.
Yes,
are you getting it?
Yes,
that's what it means to walk by faith. I know the doctor said so and so and so, but what has God said?
Hallelujah.
Are you following me?
Yes,
I know my pocket is saying something, but what has God said? I know I am feeling something. Oh my God. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight, right?
Yes,
that means we don't even walk by feelings, because sight there represents sensory perceptions. See, you can wake up in the morning feeling, oh my God, feeling bad. But there is something God is saying about you, that you are loved and blessed. The lines are falling onto you in pleasant places. To walk by faith is that you choose what God has said above what you feel and see.
Yes,
may please be seated. I have written an exam before, and in the exam, I felt like this exam was so, what did I write? And I went to pray. Years ago, I went to pray, and in prayer, the Lord told me, you passed. I said, He said, you passed. Lo and behold, I passed. You see, what God said was greater than what I felt. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And this is important, too, especially in a day like ours, that if you scroll on Instagram carelessly, you can just carry depression like this. You can easily see what is happening in people's lives and feel like you are a failure. Are you getting me? What do you do when you go to the office and they give you a sack letter? You have lost your job. The first thing to do is not to say, God, look at my life. Can't you see? Why are things just turning against me? You don't know. What if God actually wants to set you up to become the next billionaire? Are you following me?
So what is important is not what is happening on ground, but what God is setting up for you. Are you with me in this service? What is important is not what you are facing. What is important is not what you are seeing, but what is God saying? Ask your neighbor, what is God saying? What is the spirit realm saying? What is the unseen realm saying? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So how do you walk by faith? In brackets, how do you walk by the Spirit? Number one, be born into the Spirit. Let me tell you something. Many, many Christians, I am teaching this because many, many Christians, they have not really learned to live from the Spirit. They are still walking like the carnal men. They have not learned to live from inside. That was the problem of Adam. Adam and Eve wanted to relate with what they see above what God said, and they descended to the level of the devil. God wanted, see, Adam was not clothed, but he was covered. Are you following me? He was not with natural clothes, but he was covered. God wanted him to trust that covering above what he sees. Tell your neighbor, we walk by faith and not by sight. So first things first, be born into the Spirit. Be born again. Galatians 5 verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. John 3 verse 5 to 7, it says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. So as it were, from these verses I just read, we are trying to say that to be born into the Spirit is to be born again. And to be born again is to be born into the Spirit. Say after me, to be born again is to be born into the Spirit. And to be born into the Spirit is to be born again. One more text on this. Romans 8 verse 8 to 9. Romans 8 from verse 8 to 9. From this point, don't miss me. Pay attention. Now, I want to ask a question. How many of you have felt that you are not spiritual enough? Or you felt like, I'm not in the Spirit like all those top men of God? You know, there are some people that you talk to. When you talk to them, even if you are born again, you will be scared for your spirituality. Say, yesterday I was in a vision. And an angel, I know I'm like that too. So before I shoot somebody, I know I'm like that. I was in a vision. And an angel carried me. If you stay with me, you know. Somebody stayed with me once and said, every time pastor is sensing something, we'll be eating normally. We'll just say, I sense something. I sense. See, it's so bad that, or let me say it's so good, that there is nothing that happens. When I mean nothing, absolutely nothing that happens. Without, at least there will be a flash. My wife, they were going to pick my wife from the airport. And they called me and told me that, Pastor, your car stopped on the road. It was vibrating. I said, it stopped close to so-and-so junction, right? The person said, yes. I said, it will stop the so-and-so road. The person said, yes. He said, Pastor, now wow. I said, because last night I had a dream that my car stops there. I know that kind of feeling. But you see, that is not exactly what really makes a person to be in the Spirit. Having visions, having dreams, having revelations, that's not the first thing that shows that you are in the Spirit. For you to be in the Spirit, you must be born again. Let's look at Romans chapter 8 from verse 8 to 9. It says, so then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9, everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. We are so not reading. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go.
But in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So that means if the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you are in the spirit. Whether you feel like it or not, whether you are you with me? If the Holy Spirit dwells in you, if you are born again, you are in the spirit. See what our sister said. She just knew that I should pray for her and she'll be healed. You know, when I began to pray for people and see miracles, I used to think that when I pray for someone, for the miracle to happen, I should feel electricity coming out. The power is moving. It's moving. It's moving. Hey! Sometimes it was like that. But many times, in fact, the very first time I saw a crippled walk, I didn't feel anything. And I was surprised. I prayed for her. I said, how do you feel? She said, the pain has gone. Can you stand up? She stood up. Can you walk? She walked. I was like that. It was too straight. I was expecting her to say, virtue flowed out of you. Makalu akwatai. Oh, emoji. No, that was... It was later on I began to feel things. What am I trying to teach you? See, you are in the spirit if you are born again. Yes, are you with me? Yes, not based on how you feel first, but if you are born again, are you with me? Yes, so, how do you walk in the spirit? Or how do you walk in faith by walking in the spirit? Number one, be born again. If you are not born again in this house, today I will lead you to be born again. Amen? Yes. Number two, you must train yourself to put priority on the opinion of God above your natural wisdom. Say after me, train yourself. Say it again. I will train myself to put priority. Oh God, half of us are not talking. I train myself to put priority on the opinion of God above natural wisdom. Remember, we're talking about work, right? It's a kind of work. It's a training your work with God where you are learning to put priority on the opinion of God above natural wisdom. You know, many of you know that I read mechanical engineering from Covenant University. I finished in 2015. Now, I got admission to that school 2010. And one of my aunties came to me and she said, you are a strange boy. Auntie Osioma. I said, why? She said, when you were in GS3, I asked you a question. What university do you want to go? Actually, I got born again around that time. Somewhere 2005, 2006. She said, I asked you a question. I asked you, which university are you going to go? And you told me, you are going to go to Covenant University. And I asked you, do you know that, I'm sure you know that your mother has lost her husband and she has been a widow since 1997. I said, yes. He said, I also asked you, where is the money going to come from? And you told me, God will bring the money. Do you know that when she was telling me this, I had forgotten, totally, I had forgotten. Actually, I believe I was even playing. Please, are you with me? I believe I was playing. You know when we tell people, say after me, declare. Let me tell you something. If you don't say anything, Satan will say something. Are you getting me? If you don't say, you know, it's like a garden. If you don't plant something, some things will still grow, but you may not like what is growing there. She said, that's what you said. I said, are you serious? That's what I said. How did I go to the school? One day. So it looks like I had said something in the spirit realm that was hanging, waiting to happen. Yes, one day, when I finished secondary school, I could not go to university. See, let me tell you how bad it was. I was not even trying to go to university at all. I was looking for a polytechnic to go. And there's nothing wrong with the polytechnic. Are you with me? Yes, I was not trying to go to university. I was pushing for Delta State Polytechnic, Abraka. I remember. One day, I was doing evangelism. And a man saw me. He said, Ufos, what are you doing?
I said, I'm done with school. He said, what do you do right now? I said, I do private lesson. I do this, I do that. I do this, I do that. He said, come to my house and see me. He said, have you heard of this school? Come to university. I said, sir, that school is, that's the most expensive private university in this country. He said, can't you go there? I said, Now, everything was happening. I did not even, it was my auntie that came and reminded me. So that means, when if God was telling me that time, you will go there, I would have been saying, but I don't have the money. You see the problem? You are looking at what you have, but God is looking at something else. For instance, there's some of you here. The thought has come to you that in the next 3 years, you're going to own a house. And you're like, this is my salary that is not 250K. When all these Abuja developers bring land and they tell you that the land, you know those land, we just tell you 2 billion. So, you know, they will say, come and buy the land. When they tell you the price of the land, you say, Jesus. But you see, when God is saying something, what God is saying, you have to extol it above what you see. You don't look, see, to walk by faith, you have to be a person that you don't consider the are you getting me? The limitations in your natural, you don't consider it. Has God said it? It makes sense. It may not make sense to my natural mind, but it makes sense to my spiritual mind. Has God said it? It makes sense. Say after me, has God said it? It makes sense. Say it again. Has God said it? It makes sense. They asked, the Mary asked the angel, how shall these things be, seeing I know not a man? Okay, you have told me I'm going to carry a child. You know I'm a virgin. How will it be? I don't know a man. Then he began to explain. If you listen to the explanation that the angel gave, it still does not make sense. He said, the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. The glory of God will come upon thee. And that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. How does that make sense? Because, listen, it doesn't make sense to you naturally because of your limitation. There is a place where it makes sense. Are you with me? There is a place in the spirit where it makes sense. There are many things I have seen in our ministry that I don't understand. I don't understand how somebody is struggling with breathing in the United Kingdom, or somebody is sick and all of those kind of things. And they will say, pastor, pray. And I will say, be healed. And I'm here. The person may be 1,000 miles away and the person is healed. To you, it does not make sense naturally, because for there to be transmission, there must be either convection, conduction, or radiation. But in the spirit realm, there are other ways to conduct without that, those kind of things. Are you with me? Yes, so after me, if God said it, it makes sense. Hebrews 11, verse 7 to 8. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 11 from verse 7 to 8. It says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became a heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. So when God is warning you about something, you don't claim you know more than him. Do you realize that in this context, the faith was demonstrated by fear? Come. Please, if you're understanding me, raise your hand. I should explain again, raise your hand. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. When God is warning you about something, don't say you are smarter than God. Are you with me? When God warns you about something, this is the reason why many people, they are suffering, useless suffering. Have you heard things that happen to people and you're like, where was God? Many times God was there, but people did not listen to God. Let me give you a good example. The one that you can relate with. There is lights in the house. And you just have a nudging, iron your cloth. Oh, Bako Simanai. You have in this, you had it in your spirit, iron your cloth. I know our international audience cannot relate. One of our pastors, evangelist famous, he came from Lincoln. I asked him, have you ever seen them thick lights? He said, for the past 5 years that he has been in that city, he has never seen the lights blink. So he cannot relate. But you are in the Niger. The Niger area. And God tells you, iron your clothes. You are like, God, this to bring light on Saturday and Sunday now. The light is always steady. We walk by faith, not by sight. You are walking based on what you think you know about NEPA. They will shock you. Ah! Then you know iron. Then when you now feel good to iron, as you start, you will now know that you should walk by faith, not by sight. I wanted to say a story, but no. It's a painful story. You will cry for me. When God warns people, don't go in this direction. You're like, no, I know what to do. No. A man of faith, you take God's opinion above. Are you with me? When you see something in the word of God, you take it above how you feel. Above, are you with me? And this applies to everything. It applies to your conduct in life. It applies to your situation. Are you with me? It applies to your future. Hey! You know, growing up in this country, being a young person, between the ages of 20 and 45, there's a kind of audacity you need in your spirit. I am telling you. If not, it's as if the system is rigged against you. Are you with me? You have to be able to wake up and tell yourself, the Bible says in Jeremiah 17, a glorious high throne is the place of my dwelling from the beginning. I believe the word of God. He has a plan for me, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give me a future, to give me a hope. I cannot be small. I thought you would talk after me. I know you are in that small little place. But God can tell you, come out, Abraham, and count the stars of heaven. If you can number them, so shall your children be. Can you imagine? If God tells you that that's your food business, you will begin to export food to different nations and kings will eat from you. You're like, God, how? How? Are you with me? But you see, what God has said is greater than how you feel. Are you getting me? You are still trying to get a job. God is telling you, you will employ 10,000 people. I thought you would say amen. You know what I'm doing to you? I'm trying to make you dream with God. Say after me, I walk by faith. God's opinion is greater than my natural wisdom. Praise the Lord. The next thing I will talk about is allow the Holy Spirit lead you by the written word and by the inspired word. What do I mean by the written word and by the inspired word? By the written word means when you see something in the Bible, it is final. Once it is explained from the Bible, you embrace it at final. Are you with me? See what I'm saying? You see this thing I'm saying? I wish I had time to tell you why. You have not begun to mature until you can say, the Bible said it, I believe it. The Bible said it, I believe it. The Bible said it, I believe it. God has said it in his word, I believe it. God has said it in his word, I believe. God has said it, I believe. And let me tell you, you are not too young. Hey, what did I say? You are not too young. Because if you don't wake up and embrace what God is saying, you may wake up one day and you are 40. You may wake up one day and you are 50 and they are still calling you small boy.
Tell neighbor, allow the Holy Spirit lead you. By the written word and by the inspired word. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8 verse 14. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say it again. I will stay with the written word and the inspired word. My mentor was sharing a story with me. Now, I want to tell you why the written word is important. Sharing a story with me about how somebody said, God lives in me. I don't need to pray. God is already in me. It sounds nice, but did Jesus pray with a loud voice? Was it written in the Bible? That means what the Bible is saying is above that thing you think you know. Are you getting me? I remember one time in the university, there was a boy called Majek. When we used to pray, he said he has a call. His own way of following God is that he's going to be finding demons to be seeking. He has a call to be seeking, for looking for demons. And when he sees demons, he will trap demons. We called him and said, if you check the written word, there is no place where we are told to look for demons and catch them. He said, when we see them, we do what? Cast them out. But he made up his mind that where all of us were saying rubbish, at a point, it was him that we had to cast out demons from because he ran mad. Yes, he ran mad. Those of you who say you use yoga to connect to God, he says, you say you use yoga to meditate. That's not how the Bible teaches meditation. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. If you want to meditate, put the word of God in your mouth. Are you with me? I'm talking like this because we are living in, we are living in a day where new age, occultic things are entering. Occultic things are entering into church. People are saying, some of them will even call them chanting. No, there is a difference. So you say, we'll stay like this. Is that what the written word says? They'll put stones. They are mixing Hinduism, trying to mix it with Christianity. They'll put stones and say, we'll burn incense. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I've casted out demons enough. That is the way person just start talking. I know where it's coming from. I know. When the Bible says, you know, we're talking about forgiveness, right? Walking in the light. Let me tell you something. When the Bible says that he that loveth not his brother and forgiveth not his brother walketh in darkness even until now. Do you know what that means? That's what the written word says, though. You now see people who say they are Christians and you say, me, if you make me verse, you are finished. I will keep you malice for 1,000 years. I can assure you, you have made yourself a harbinger of demons. Do you know how many people, in trying to, when we are telling them, let's go of the person. After a while, they start convulsing like they are fighting with demons. When the written word says something, you know, the Bible says, perfect love casteth away fear. 1 John 4, I think verse 17. When he says, perfect love casted away fear, the same word he used to cast out demons, he says, cast out fear. Brothers and sisters, at a point in your Christian journey, you have to stop your intake of horror movies. Oh, yes. All those movies where they are using spells. They are using spells like that. And you keep consuming those things. After a while, your spirit man will learn how to fear. I'm saying too much. Your spirit man will learn how to fear. You keep watching those things. You know, I was hearing a testimony. A witch, a certified witch. Not learning work. Certified witch was watching a movie and saw them casting spells.
She went and looked for the producer of the movie and said, why are you doing this? Why are you using real spells in movies? Yes. She was telling them, why are you doing this? That why are you using real spells? You are using real spells in movies. He said, don't you know that people will be watching these things? And as they are watching, it's being casted over them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Say after me, the written word. God's opinion above my opinion. People that will be watching Merlin and learning all those spells. We now that I'm speaking tongues. Say, how will I say what I don't understand? But you have been doing things you don't understand since. Hallelujah. So by the written word, by the inspired word, Genesis 12 verse 4, it says, so Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him. God told Abraham, leave your father's house, leave your country. And Abraham obeyed. Abraham departed. He didn't argue with God. Abraham departed. When God says something, listen, as you begin to grow in your life and your walk with God, there will be things God will tell you to do that it will contradict what everybody around you is saying. But it is maturity to say, I know what God has said, I obey God. Are you with me? I know what God has said. What makes you a man in the spirit? I know what God has said and I will obey him. God has said, go this way. I don't care. Are you with me? That's what makes the fathers so. That's what makes fathers of faith. That God can, you uphold God above every other thing. Look at Acts chapter 27 verse 10 to 11. You can read the story. God told Paul perceived that the ship was going to be with so much harm. But the people did not listen to him because the weather looked good. And they were like, don't mind this prisoner. Let's keep on going. But Paul perceived in his spirit. So as you begin to grow in your walk with God, when you begin to perceive something, you lose your peace about something. Pay attention. They are talking to you about a business deal and you just lose your peace. Pay attention. Don't just say, you know me. Thank God. God gave me enough experiences in industry before coming to ministry. There was a company I wanted to work for. It was a construction company. And I'd worked with them before as a computer-aided design engineer. People that do Autodesk, AutoCAD, Autodesk Inventor, plans design. I was that kind of person. And guess what? God led me to the company the first time. The second time, so after my youth service, the company called me back to come and keep on working with them. And to be honest, they were great people. White men there, and all of that. And so they gave me the contract papers to sign. To see, I want to say to God who made me, but I cannot swear. As I saw the contract papers, I have not even read 2-3 lines. I lost my peace. I was like something was just like, but I couldn't act funny. They said, who is this weird guy? So I just took it. And guess what? I needed the money because I was not broke. I was broken. I was broken in pieces. You know when? If you are doing NYC, better hear God though. I'll pack all those nonsense certification. Say, do they? Okay, some people cannot relate. Some people that have come out know what I'm talking about. All those, well, some of them are useful. Half, 50% of them are useless. So I just came out, and that was the first company that called me. Ah, in my mind, I was like, this is the hand of God. But God was telling me no. It was clear that God did not want me to work there. But I looked in my pocket. I said, God, I need this job. God, I need this job. God, I need this. I walked by sight and not by faith. Brethren, what God will perceive in moments, what God will perceive in moments, you may use seasons of your life to interpret.
By the time, after working there for 7 months, I looked at myself, I said, true. I have been walking by sight. The thing that God saw from his own realm of reality. I can't go into the details of how God rescued me. Rescued me. At some point. You know when Martha is very bad, where you lock the office door, lock you inside, police, army officers are coming to say, where are we want to arrest everybody in this office. MD don't come out. Everybody, I'm me, faithful staff, I was there working. Yeah, I'll attend to the customers. Attend to everybody. Doing design, teaching everybody. I just got a call. Lock the gate. I said, what is happening? He said, if there's anybody inside here, we'll arrest you. Thank God I move fast. I'm a sharp boy. I was sleeping for prison. Then I remembered when the Lord told me, don't accept the contract. I said, no, I want to. The money, did I get all the money? May you not use your life to learn what God is trying to teach you. Amen. Amen. So how do you walk by faith in walking in the Spirit? Number one is what? Be born again. Be born into the Spirit. Number two. Oh, some of you are not talking. Number one is what? Be born again. Be born into the Spirit. Number two. Train yourself to put priority on the opinion of God above your natural wisdom. Number three. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. By the written word and by? So, there are some things that are not clearly written out in the Bible, but he pricks your heart about it. Are you getting me? People that say God does not lead me, God leads everybody. All of you. Even the one that is not even yet serious with God. God leads you. When you're about to go to that boy's house, and the Lord is telling you, don't go. Don't go. Something will happen. Say no. Don't you know that I'm a prayer warrior? Nothing will happen. You are going like this. The more you are getting closer to the place, your heart is beating. Boom, 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 boom. God. God is telling you, go back. He said, don't worry, God. Nothing will happen. You are telling God, God, don't worry. Believe me. You are telling God, do you know when I got born again? Lord, before I moved out, I prayed in tongues for 1 hour. Somebody say, sharp. By the time you go, and shock yourself. You now come back. Leave me at the altar with my father. Lord, it was the devil. Leave me at the altar with my father. Everybody is very sanctimonious. They know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. The wrong environment will finish you. Even though you are Apostle Peter, if you are in the wrong place, you will deny Jesus. And even though you are Saul, if you are a prophet, you will prophesy. Thank you, Lord. Finally, engage the Holy Spirit. Engage the realm of the Spirit in prayer, in his word, and in worshiping him with the brethren. Learn to engage the presence of God. Because you see here, remember we're talking about a guide when you can't see, right? The Holy Spirit is that guide. The Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5. Trust the Lord with all thy heart, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Lean not on your own understanding, and he shall direct your path. If you don't engage the Holy Ghost, he will not be involved in your life. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that furnishes the substance of things not seen on your heart. He's the one that can make you feel, hey, don't go that way. Go this way. You need to have an intimate relationship with him for him to be able to furnish that reality in your heart about the unknown. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So learn to engage him. Learn to engage. And when you engage God, pay attention to how he responds back to you. Don't be a person that you are praying or you are worshiping that you feel the atmosphere change. Raise your hand. You're like, this church, Seth. There is something called encouraging the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Yes, sir.
All of you, I've said it here many, many times. All of you, all of us. No matter how much you like somebody, there is a way the person will respond to you after a while, you will calm down.
Yes, sir.
It's like me.
Yes, sir.
I'm overdoing this thing. You call the person today. How are you? I'm fine. Oh yeah, why did you call me? Say, I just wanted to check on you. The person did not say, how are you doing too? He just says, okay, thank you, bye. Cut the call. Every day, you are the one reaching out. After a while, you'll be like, this person's not responding to me. Somebody say, I don't like to do eye service. God sees my heart. Do eye service for God. Let God see your service. Let God use his eye and see your service. If you are God, somebody is worshiping and praying, and crying, and you receive. Come collect the sacrifice, I beg. This living sacrifice. Oh, this church, you are close now. I am your worship. After the Holy Ghost said, this one is not. You have to engage. Are you with me? Some of you have never cried in worship. You have to make sure you cry. Cry for yourself till you start crying. I'm telling you. Let your emotions break. I am teaching you a secret. I will talk more about it during Surge. How to touch the heart of God. Let your emotions break. God has never made you cry. The things of the Spirit has not touched you. You don't allow the things of God to touch you. If worshiping God cannot touch your heart, is it the word? Is it when he speaks from heaven that you hear? Let me tell you, that thing we do, you can harden your heart towards God. Do you know that? Do you know that? I want to say something, but I don't know why I like going this direction. It's somebody that is causing that thing. Imagine you are a guy and you like this girl. And the girl one day just says, please, I don't like you. You can decide as the man, say, you know what? I will close my heart towards her. So when you see her, you say she's fine. It concerns me. You have closed your heart. In the same way, God can be so glorious, but you can close your heart towards him. Tell your neighbor, engage. Tell your neighbor, engage God. Tell your neighbor, engage God. And when you do, God will begin to respond to you. After a while, you will find out that there is a place that God speaks beyond natural understanding. For instance, when we were worshiping, there was a song we took, and I knew the atmosphere had changed. Before we started singing sounds and laughter, all those things, there was a song we took. Is it receive this living sacrifice? One of them. Some of you, you can remember the song. There was a song we raised, and you felt an atmosphere change, right? That's God. When you keep on seeking him, after a while, he begins to unleash himself to you. You see in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 41 to 45. Elijah was praying. He said to Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain.
And Ahab went and put his head between his knees and was praying. And he was engaging God in prayer. Engaging God. And he told his servant, as I am praying right now, go and check the cloud. Go and check. And every time he went, he wouldn't see anything. He would come back and tell Elijah, I did not see anything. After a while, he came back and said, Elijah, I saw nothing, but I saw the hand of a man, a small hand. And Elijah stood up from prayer and said, the rain is about to come. Let me tell you, when you begin to engage God in prayer and engage God in worship, a time will come where there will be signals that only you can pick. Because now, all the servant saw was a hand, and to him, it was nothing. But Elijah said, go and tell Ahab, the rain is about to come. He has to run right now. If not, the rain will meet him on the road. There is a way you begin to spend time with God, you will know. Are you with me? You will know. There is a way you walk with God. After a while, you will know. You will just know. Okay, this is what to do. Oh, that's what to do. That's where to go. Are you getting me? Some of you, when last did you receive something that only you understood from God? Something that only you understood. When last were you somewhere? Some of you can relate to this one. You were in the morning. You're about to eat and you felt like, stop, pray. It has happened to you before, right? There was a strong pressure. Pray, 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 pray. You know, as you begin to mature like that, that covering you have in your spirit will begin to cover other people. I cannot forget my 500 level. I've shared that testimony many times. I was praying in my room. God, see, God. God cares about everybody, or even the unserious people, he cares. I was praying. I had a strong nudge. Stand up and go outside. I'm like, what am I going outside for? I was just there. See, it was so strong at a point I felt like somebody was dragging me. Stand up. Brothers and sisters, I felt it in my spirit. I stood up, went outside, and lo and behold, I saw a snake about to enter the next room. Black, big snake. I stoned it, chased it. It ran into the bush. This is my 500 level. In my mind, I had rescued four grown-up men who were sleeping. I carried that stone. I said, this woman must wake up. If they don't know what God has saved them from now, I began to hit the dog. Boom, boom. After 45 minutes of fruitless labor, these boys were sleeping like dead men. So now, if God, no wonder God called me, because none of them will wake up. So if God did not push me the way he did, a snake would have entered and be chilling. And I will end like this. There are many things in your life. If you have not trained yourself to walk by faith and not by sight, by the time you are finding out, it will be too late. I pray for you. From today, you walk by faith in the realm of the Spirit effortlessly. From today, the Word of God and the things of God become your effortless reality. Jump on your feet right now. I want us to pray. And your prayer goes thus. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I receive grace. I receive strength to walk in the Spirit. I receive grace. I receive strength to walk by faith. Can you begin to pray right now? Sounds and laughter. Dancing and rejoicing. Elijah has broken through. The rain is falling. The rain of favor. Sounds and laughter. Dancing and rejoicing. New breed has broken through.
is falling, the rain of favor. Sharabadagabalata kapalante kepelia, kibarabashekatelia, rakabadagadu seketelia, rutokopu seketepeleke sheketelia, enderepeleke setetelia. Is falling, the rain of favor.
In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost just asked me something to ask someone here. How long do you want to remain ordinary? How long do you want to remain ordinary? How long will you live your life where there is nothing beyond just what you appear? When last were you praying and the Lord told you is your victory has come? When last have you perceived victory in the spirit? Have you prayed to the point where you can pick the hand of a man in the cloud and you can tell your people there is a sound of abundance of rain? The rain is about to fall. When last can you know something before it happened? Are you with me? How long have you been in that place where you are living your life by the natural, by what you see, what you hear, what you know? God is saying, I should tell you, it's time to come up here. Say after me, the name of Jesus. Oh, with a loud voice, say after me, the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. As I pray right now, Holy Spirit, set me ablaze. As I pray right now, let my spirit be quickened. Quickened with your fire. Quickened with your glory. Quickened with your grace. That I may perceive and know what you are saying to me. Can you begin to pray? I pray to you.